Well, we are looking at environmentally based community development projects. So for example, and I mentioned before, it can be capacity building, meaning that it can be trainings. It can be something that is more tangible, like say you want to rehabilitate a specific vulnerable area that was once part of a forest or a mangrove or anything like that. Or it can also be agricultural based, in the sense that, well, you want to improve your agricultural practices to make them more environmentally sustainable. That can also fall under that. So any project that has an environmental base can qualify for something like this.